by Dad, I love you. America's immigration policy is splitting families and spreading fear, by Haley Sweetland Edwards. Just before 7:30 one Friday morning last March, Alejandro said goodbye to his wife Maria and his two small daughters and headed off to work. He didn't make it far. Four blocks from his home near Bakersfield, California, two unmarked vehicles, a white Honda and a green Mazda pickup truck, pulled up behind him at a stop sign. Plainclothes Immigration and Customs Enforcement, parenthetically ICE, agents, spilled out. They wore vests emblazoned with the word police. Alejandro dialed Maria from his cell phone and told her what was happening. Her heart dropped. She said later that she knew it wouldn't matter that Alejandro had no criminal record, not even a speeding ticket, or that he'd driven these same roads every day for the past decade, picking grapes, pistachios, and oranges in California's Central Valley. Since 2006, when Alejandro overstayed his visa, he had been considered a fugitive alien in ICE parlance, and therefore subject to immediate deportation to Mexico. Now he was arrested on the spot. A few days later, he was given an ankle bracelet and allowed to return home to say goodbye. He was gone by the end of spring, before his eldest, Isabella, began talking, before Estefania took her first steps, before Maria gave birth this winter to their third baby girl. Immigrant advocates' offices are swamped. At a recent Know Your Rights session for undocumented immigrants at the United Farm Workers Foundation in Bakersfield, the line to enter snaked around the corner and down the block. At the Coalition for Human Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles, the waiting room is papered with posters, pamphlets, and worksheets with advice on what undocumented people should do if they're pulled over. Their workplace is raided, or ICE agents show up at their home. One handout advises undocumented parents of minors to follow a numbered checklist to be ready in the event that they are picked up. Tip number three, quote, prepare a letter giving legal power to someone trusted to care for your children in case you're arrested, unquote.